Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. 2012 is going to be an amazing year. There are going to be very intense solar flares and explosions of light from the sun that are going to amplify Earth's transformation into the new patterns of perfection for the new Earth. As long as you and I and the rest of humanity stay focused on the light and the miracles that are taking place daily and hourly, instead of empowering all the negativity that is surfacing to be cleansed and healed, we're going to experience the long-expected and light-filled year of 2012 with wonder and awe. Today I'm going to repeat a few of the events that I told you about that took place on our trip to New Zealand in 11-11-11, because I want to join with you and the rest of the light workers that are tuning in with us today for a special activity of light. And I want you to have this background in case you weren't able to listen to the radio last week, the radio program, so that we can really understand the magnitude of what is going on, so that we can do this activity of light together and absorb these energies that are pouring forth from the heart of God in preparation for our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies and our life experience for the momentous year of 2012. It's going to be a very powerful year, so join with me now as we prepare for this influx of light from 2012 by uniting our hearts and minds with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the hearts and minds of light workers all over the world. We're invoking the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, and the entire company of heaven. So feel the love of God flowing into your heart flame, filling you with the divine momentum of love, the full frequency of the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love that was co-created and anchored on Earth through 2012. And feel this light flowing from your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on Earth. Now it's one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love. We are transformed into a powerful force of light that is enveloping the entire planet Earth. And during our time together today, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we invoke the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow from our unified I Am presence and from the legions of light serving the Earth and joining with us in consciousness throughout infinity. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. As I mentioned, New Zealand is truly a paradise of scenic splendor, and it's obvious that New Zealand is the outer world training ground for the elemental kingdom. Everywhere you look, there's just exquisite elemental creations. There are majestic snow-capped mountains, crystal-clear lakes, streams, and waterfalls. It's surrounded by an aquamarine ocean, green rolling hills, towering pine forests, and an array of flowers that are larger and more brilliant in color and even more fragrant than any we had ever experienced. On November 11th, 11-11-11, our pilgrimage left where we were in Rotorua early and planned to stop along the way as we opened the portal in New Zealand, which is going to take place at 11 a.m. From 11 to 11-11 a.m. is when that event took place. As time drew near, we chose a spot at this beautiful lake named Lake Taupo. When the three coaches that we were in, the 110 of us were in, pulled up to the clearing in the lake, the heavens were literally filled with the ancestral grandmothers and grandfathers from the indigenous cultures from all time frames and dimensions. These were the beings whom our Father, Mother, God had recently given permission to return to Earth. And these precious souls had come to welcome us and to join hearts and minds with us as we opened the first portal, because New Zealand receives the first light of the day of each new day. So the first portal for 11-11-11 was going to be opened to full breadth in New Zealand. When we arrived at this lake, the Maori people, the indigenous people who were in the physical plane, who were already gathered there, joined us. And they said that in their culture, this lake is considered to be the most sacred spot in New Zealand. They said that there were huge etheric crystals within the lake that have held the balance between the elemental kingdom and Mother Earth for millennia. And they told us that the crystals were placed in this lake by our sisters and brothers from the stars. The scintillating waters of this lake are known for their healing properties. So actually, we couldn't have chosen a more perfect place for our 11-11-11 meditation and for the opening of the first portal for 11-11-11, even if we had tried to. As time approached, we walked to this beautiful green hill that was overlooking the lake, and we sat on the soft green grass and connected with both Mother Earth and the entire elemental kingdom. For the final step of our preparation, we joined together to experience the visualization that Mother Mary has given us in order to help our I Am presence integrate our fifth-dimensional solar light bodies into our earthly bodies. This is a process that's taking place day by day as we raise the energy, vibration, and consciousness of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. We did this activity for ourselves, and we also served as surrogates on behalf of all humanity in order to accomplish this activity of light through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on Earth. At 11 a.m., we entered the silence of our heart planes, and while the celestial music titled Musical Rapture wafted through the air, we each went within to the divinity of our heart and opened our hearts and minds to the company of heaven and the experience that was taking place. We sat in breathless awe of what was transpiring, and as we did, seven black swans swam across the lake and joined us in silence and just sat there observing us through the entire 11 minutes. For 11 minutes, heaven and earth became one, and our Father, Mother, God sounded a cosmic tone, and as they did, the solar logos from suns beyond suns breathed a shaft of light from the very core of creation into the heart of Mother Earth. This shaft of light opened the very first portal of solar light on Earth. The opening of this portal of solar light initiated Earth's transfiguration into the solar being that she is destined to become through this ascension process. Once the first portal of solar light was opened to full breadth, for 11-11-11, the mighty Elohim, who are the builders of form, directed the fifth-dimensional directors of the elements to place within Earth's crystal grid system, which is the acupuncture meridians from the chakra systems of the Earth, new solar record-keeper crystals. These solar record-keeper crystals have been encoded with the immaculate concept of the divine plan that will result in the transfiguration of not only Mother Earth, but also humanity and all life evolving on this blessed planet, as we are transfigured into our fifth-dimensional solar reality of God's infinite perfection. And we ascend into our solar light bodies under the direction of our I Am presence. As the sun and the suns behind the sun traversed the earth on that sacred and holy day, 11, 11, 11. New portals of solar light were opened around the world. Lightworkers in every time zone focused the collective cup of their consciousness from 11 to 11:11 a.m. in each time zone. When each portal was opened to full breadth, the new solar record keeper crystals were placed in Earth's crystal grid system for that location, and they were activated to their full divine potential by the fifth dimensional directors of the elements. After our sacred experience at Lake Taupo was complete, we continued our pilgrimage to a beautiful chateau at Mount Tongariro. This sublime chateau is surrounded by snow-capped mountains and amazing nature trails that lead through various types of vegetation to magnificent waterfalls. When we arrived, we shared a delicious lunch with other New Zealanders who had come to join us for our afternoon meditation. That afternoon, the Company of Heaven asked us to once again serve as surrogates on behalf of humanity. The divine intent of the activity of light we were being asked to accomplish was designed to help every person on Earth more easily assimilate the sacred knowledge from the new solar record keeper crystals that were being placed and activated throughout the planet. That knowledge was flowing through the crystal grid system in ever-increasing frequencies as portal after portal was being opened. The activity of light we were asked to do on behalf of our sisters and brothers involved invoking the I Am presence of every person, and asking that aspect of humanity's divinity to hold the sacred space around each person's pineal gland. The beings of light said that was necessary in order for each of our pineal glands to receive the solar light and the sacred knowledge from the new solar record keeper crystals, without that spiritual brain center being overwhelmed or experiencing excess stress. Once a force field of light was placed around each person's pineal gland by his or her I Am presence, waves of solar light from our Father, Mother, God flowed into the heart flames of the solar logos who were opening the portals one by one in each time zone. The solar logos, who are the representatives for our Father, Mother, God, for each sun, the physical sun, the central sun, the great central sun, and the great, great central sun in every solar system in the universe. They projected the solar logos and projected this solar light into the newly placed and activated solar record keeper crystals. These crystals were encoded with sacred knowledge that could now, because of the safety of each person's pineal gland, be easily assimilated directly into humanity's pineal glands and into our conscious minds. This activity of light expanded in momentum time zone by time zone as the solar light portals were opened one by one around the world on that incredibly powerful day. The Company of Heaven said that the magnitude of the shift that transpired within Earth's crystal grid system and within humanity's pineal glands on 11-11-11, and what that shift will mean to our awakening process and our ascension into the light, is glorious beyond anything that we are able to comprehend at this time with our finite minds. I'm going to skip over the next few days, but the detailed report on what took place for the entire 2 weeks of our pilgrimage are recorded in the last two radio shows I did the last 2 weeks, or it is reported in writing on our website, which is eraofpeace.org. Eraofpeace.org. And it's listed in the latest news section, in the newsletter section. On November 18th, we arrived in Queenstown, which is situated on the beautiful lake Wakapito. And there we would complete the final 3 days of our pilgrimage. That evening, we took a cruise across the lake aboard a steamship and had a magnificent dinner. Then on November 18th, the Company of Heaven revealed to us the next phase of our mission. They said there is a triangle that is formed between Queenstown, the town called Tiano, and Milford Sound, and that this triangle would play a key role in one of the most important facets of our pilgrimage. The triangle is the geometric reflection of the Holy Trinity, and this particular triangle is the acupuncture point in the hands of Mother Earth. I've mentioned before that New Zealand represents the right and left hands of Mother Earth receiving and transmitting energy, as our hands do, into all of the acupuncture meridians. And this particular triangle is directly connected to the heart meridian and the threefold flame for the planet Earth in the hands of Mother Earth. And in 1992, the first activation of the 1111, which began the initial ascent up the spiral of evolution into the fourth dimension, the light flowing through this particular triangle and New Zealand was instrumental in lifting the Earth and all her life up the spiral of evolution into the fourth dimension. That occurred on January 11, 1992, during the global activity called Ascending Through the Doorway of 1111. Since new solar record keeper crystals were placed within Earth's record or crystal grid system on 11-11-11, it was now time for the light of God to flow through this portal of this triangle once again and to lift the heart flame of Mother Earth into higher frequencies of her new solar reality in the fifth dimension. So early on the morning of November 18th, we boarded our three coaches to travel along the route of the triangle from Queenstown to Tiano to Milford Sound. The divine intent of this phase of the pilgrimage was to activate the triangle through which the threefold flame for Mother Earth would be lifted into the frequencies of her new fifth-dimensional solar reality. Each of our coaches were reflecting one of the aspects of the threefold flame: the blue flame of our Father God's divine power, the pink flame of our Mother God's divine love, and the yellow-gold flame of the Son and Daughter of God's divine wisdom. As we traveled the route along the triangle, the light of God flowed through the heart flames of the light workers in each coach and lifted the corresponding aspect of the threefold flame for Mother Earth into the highest frequencies of solar light the cosmic law would allow. When we arrived in Milford Sound, we boarded a beautiful cruise ship that took us through a breathtaking fjords, which are dominated by a mile-high peak. The elemental kingdom serving in that location have obviously been working overtime. We all felt that we had experienced a glimpse of what it was like before the fall of humanity, when the elemental kingdom literally walked and talked with all of us. This is something that the Company of Heaven assures us will occur again in the very near future, when we can communicate through open heart and mind telepathic communication with all of the elemental kingdom, the plants and nature kingdom, the elements of the air, the water, the earth and the fire, the ether elements. All of the elemental beings, this divine intelligence, will be able to communicate with us openly through open heart and mind telepathic communication. After the cruise, it was time for us to begin our journey back to Queenstown. And since the coaches had to take the same route back, 11 of the light workers who were with us chose to fly back on a scenic plane trip. The direct right route that their plane flew back to Queenstown followed the third side of the triangle, allowing us to fulfill our mission by activating all three sides of the triangle. November 19th was the final day of our pilgrimage, and that evening we were scheduled to have our closing ceremony of light at the hotel before taking a gondola ride to the Skyline restaurant overlooking Queenstown for dinner. But to our amazement, the hotel said that arrangements had been made for us to have our closing ceremony in the conference room at the Skyline restaurant. That could not have been more perfect. That beautiful room was surrounded with windows that overlooked the sparkling lights of Queenstown on top of a mountain. And we saw the surrounding snow-capped mountains, and we literally felt like we were in the heavenly realms overlooking the wonders of the new earth. As we gathered in this upper room, our Father, Mother, God began to reveal to us the magnitude of what was about to happen. Through the God-victorious accomplishments of 11-11-11, new solar record-keeper crystals were placed in Earth's crystal grid system, and the patterns of perfection that reflect the immaculate concept of humanity's full divine potential as solar light beings were now pulsating into the heart and mind of the I Am presence of every person on Earth. Also, humanity's pineal glands and other spiritual brain centers had been awakened by our I Am presence during the 11-11-11 activities of life. These centers were now assimilating the sacred knowledge that was programmed into the solar record keeper crystals by our Father, Mother, God. The newly activated triangle in New Zealand that was the portal of Mother Earth's heart meridian and threefold flame was now pulsating with the frequencies of light that will enable her to sustain herself in the fifth-dimensional frequencies of her new solar reality. So on that sacred and holy night, our Father, Mother, God said that all of those wondrous events had brought to fruition the time long foretold when humanity would be able to receive from the Holy Spirit, who is our Mother God, the baptism by sacred fire. Once we realized that, we went into the divinity of our hearts in preparation for the activity of light that was being orchestrated in the heavenly realms. Our godparent said that all was in readiness. They sounded a cosmic tone, and the company of heaven responded. The lightworkers gathered in the upper room, entered the divinity of our threefold flames within our hearts in reverence and silence. And in deep humility, we surrendered our lower human consciousness to the perfection of our I Am presence. With gratitude and abounding joy, we offered to serve as surrogates on behalf of all of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity. Every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether they are in or out of embodiment. Then, in unison with the company of heaven, we created the chalice of light, the Holy Grail, through which the sacred fire breath of the Holy Spirit, our beloved Mother God, would flow to baptize every man, woman, and child on earth. In a cascade of resplendent light, the floodgates of heaven opened. Gathered in the atmosphere above the newly activated triangle, for the portal of Mother Earth's heart meridian and threefold flame, were the luminous presences of our Mother God and the feminine aspects of deity throughout infinity. They were joined by the entire company of heaven, which included the solar logos from suns beyond suns, the Elohim, and the directors of the elements, the ascended masters, and the angelic, galactic, and cosmic beings throughout infinity. They also included the I Am presence of every son and daughter of God belonging to or serving the earth at this time. With the entire universe focusing their light and love on this tiny planet, our beloved Mother God, the Holy Spirit, breathe the sacred fire breath of the Holy Spirit into the crown chakra of every person's I Am presence and the entire company of heaven. Once the fire breath of the Holy Spirit was assimilated into humanity's pineal gland and our other spiritual brain centers by our I Am presence, this gift from on high merged with the threefold flame in every person's heart. As this influx of sacred fire bathed every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of precious life energy within the cells of our earthly bodies, we were each lifted into frequencies of energy, vibration, and consciousness beyond anything we had previously experienced. As the effects of this baptism by sacred fire begin to gradually reflect in our earthly experience, moment by moment, with every breath we take, our Mother God said that we will begin to comprehend the enormity of what has occurred. As astounding as this may seem, she said that this baptism by sacred fire that has now been received by each person's I Am presence and is bathing the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of every person will result in a quantum shift of consciousness, very similar to what the disciples experienced after their baptism by the Holy Spirit in the upper room, which took place just 10 days after Jesus' ascension. It took place on the day that is now recognized in the outer world annually as Pentecost, 50 days after Jesus' resurrection. With the fulfillment of that facet of the divine plan, our pilgrimage in New Zealand was complete. And after our closing ceremonies, we adjourned to the beautiful restaurant there for a wonderful dinner and celebration. The next morning, amidst many hugs and heartfelt goodbyes, brimming with love and gratitude, we began the journey to our homelands all over the world. We had traveled to New Zealand from 17 different countries. The miraculous activities of light that took place in New Zealand and throughout the world on 11-11-11 built in momentum for 11 days, until November 22nd, November on 2011. That's an 11-22-11. 22 is the master number that reflects power on all planes and the ability to change the course of history. On that day, the cellular integration of the collective activities of light from 11-11-11 were sealed within the earthly bodies of humanity by our I Am presences, each in perfect alignment with our divine plans and the highest good for all concerned. This light was also sealed at a cellular level within the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of beloved Mother Earth. Then on November 24th, 2011, there was a powerful solar eclipse through which our Father, Mother, God were able to greatly amplify the awakening that was taking place within our pineal glands and our other spiritual brain centers, allowing us to absorb and assimilate the sacred knowledge from the new solar record keeper crystals. This was possible because of the shift that occurred through the baptism by sacred fire that humanity received on November 19, 2011. On December 10, 2011, we experienced a very powerful lunar eclipse. This celestial alignment bathed the human kingdom, the elemental kingdom, and the angelic kingdom, serving the earth with frequencies of light that helped all life on earth to further assimilate the influx of solar light in new and profound ways at a cellular level within us. Then on December 12, 2011, that was the Virgin of Guadalupe's day, the day that is celebrated in the outer world by this aspect of beloved Mother Mary. On that day, 12-12-2011, the Virgin of Guadalupe expanded the archetypes for the Divine Feminine within every person's heart flame. This is the love nature within us, the reflection of the Holy Spirit, our Mother God, that is being brought into balance through our physical brain structures and our heart flame. This gift from on high that was given to us on 12-12 will build in momentum throughout 2012. And by the time we experience her next feast day, which will be 12-12-12, the love nature of God within every person will have been raised to new heights. On December 21st, 2011, we experienced the solstice, which is considered the holiest night of the year. In the Northern Hemisphere, it is the longest night of the year, and it signifies the time when the sun will begin returning to Earth. In the Southern Hemisphere, it is the summer solstice, and it is the longest day of the year, bringing the most intensified frequencies of light to the Southern Hemisphere. That influx of light intensified all of the light that is being generated through humanity's focus at this time of year on both the spiritual and religious celebrations that take place through the various world religions and spiritual activities. Collectively, this influx of light will carry all life on earth on a wave of unity consciousness into the long-expected and incredibly powerful year of 2012. 2012 is going to be a year of years, and we are going to be experiencing a wave of unity consciousness that will expand all of these activities of light into new and incredibly powerful frequencies. So now we're going to join together for a very powerful activity of light that we are going to do for ourselves, for our friends and loved ones, and for all humanity, to help prepare every man, woman, and child to experience the highest good, the most light, the most wondrous experience from 2012. This is a year that we have been preparing for and waiting for a very long time. And the wonderful activities of life that take place throughout this year will be life-transforming for all of us. We've talked before on other radio programs about the new technology of the violet flame that is allowing us this higher fifth-dimensional frequency of this violet flame, which is the reflection of the sapphire blue radiance of our Father God's power and the crystalline pink radiance of our Mother God's love, brought into perfect balance, which creates the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. This violet flame carries a frequency that allows us to transmute misqualified energy and to raise us up into a higher frequency of vibration. And it is the predominant energy that will be bathing the planet while we are held in the embrace of the force field of Aquarius, which will be the age that we are now entering, and for the next 2,000 plus years. The fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame allow us to easily download programs or patterns of perfection from the causal body of God, of our Father, Mother, God, that we would like to manifest in our lives. The causal body of God contains all of the infinite perfection held in the consciousness of God. And now, because we are moving into the frequencies of a new solar reality, a higher fifth-dimensional frequency of vibration, there are new patterns of perfection, new programs available to us through this solar reality and the solar record-keeper crystals that are pulsating now into our consciousness. So today we are going to begin this activity by downloading new programs. And we will begin with an invocation. Then we decide what programs we want to download and ask our I Am Presence to assist us. And our I Am Presence, because we're going to do this collectively as a guided meditation for ourselves and through the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth, the I Am Presence will absorb this light, absorb these programs, and download them into the consciousness, the heart and mind of each person in perfect alignment with our divine plans and our highest good. This is not interference, because the I Am Presence of each person is in control, and the I Am Presence will never download anything that is not right and appropriate for each person. The patterns of perfection that we are going to be drawing forth are vibrating with fifth-dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection and our new solar reality. So as we begin this invocation, we decide what programs we want to let download and ask our I Am Presence to assist us. Once this happens, as we begin doing this, the downloading occurs instantly and automatically, just like putting in a program into our computer. Very similar to the way the process occurs when we put a disk or a new program, MP3, into our computer and download it. Then after we download the program, we ask our I Am Presence to utilize the new technology of the violet flame, and our I Am Presence will quickly scan all of our records and memories, all of our belief system, all of our fears, all of our blocks, all of our resistance, from all time frames and dimensions, both known and unknown. And any thought, word, action, or feeling that we have ever expressed in any time frame that conflicts with these new programs is identified and deleted. That means that there will not be any energy, vibration, memory, or consciousness recorded in our etheric records or remaining in our earthly thoughts and feelings that will block or interfere with this new program. Now, it's important to understand that, of course, we still have free will so that we can recreate our fears and we can think new negative thoughts and we can empower new negative fears with our emotions and the resistance we can do with our conscious mind through negative thinking if we choose to focus on them. But once the program has been downloaded and the scanning has been complete, the old programs, sometimes that have been waiting there for lifetimes to be transmuted back into light, will no longer exist. And no matter how many lifetimes we've been dealing with, this new technology of the violet flame begins instantaneously. The scanning process takes place instantaneously, and it helps to download the programs clearly through the consciousness of your conscious mind. As we continue this process, and we can do it day by day, and the reason we need to do it day by day is to convince ourselves and to start acting out of these new programs by reminding ourselves on a conscious level. It helps to remember that this technology is being done by divine technology in the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame. which is the balance of our Father, Mother, God. And it's being orchestrated by our I Am presence. Our lower human conscious mind and our ego has nothing to do with it. And all of the fears and frailties have nothing whatsoever to do with this activity of light, unless we empower it through our conscious thought. So we need to pay attention to what we're thinking and know that this activity is always available for us. So we can download these programs individually or group together. So we're going to go through an activity of light today. And we're going to download these programs also for our families, our loved ones, and all humanity. For our collective purposes here, the beings of light have grouped this program together for us. And this is information that has been given to us that is working toward the highest good for all concerned through each person's I Am presence. And under the direction of their I Am presence will be downloaded in perfect alignment with their divine plan and their highest good. So the first step involves invoking the multidimensional aspects of our Father, Mother, God. So let's join together now as we begin this activity of life. Breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. We are going to invoke the solar logos, the various aspects of our Father, Mother, God, from suns beyond suns. These are the beings that are now assisting humanity to assimilate the information from the new solar record keeper crystals and will help us manifest tangibly this new solar reality through our solar light bodies as we move into the fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite light. So we begin now downloading the programs from the causal body of God. Breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Kneel before the altar of love and surrender your lower human consciousness to the perfection of your I Am presence. I'm going to state this invocation, this process that has been given to us by the Company of Heaven, in the first person, so that each of us will experience it individually and tangibly. But know that we are invoking this light for ourselves, our families, our friends and loved ones, and every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, preparing each one for the most glorious influx of light they can possibly receive in 2012. And the greatest activity of transformation. And we begin. Through the presence of God, I Am, I invoke my omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. And I invoke the solar logos from suns beyond suns, the representatives of my Father, Mother, God. I invoke the aspects of my Father, Mother, God from the great, great central sun, beloved El and Allah. I invoke the aspects of my Father, Mother, God from the great central sun, beloved Eloah and Elohim. I invoke the aspects of my Father, Mother, God from the central sun, beloved Alpha and Omega. I invoke the aspects of my Father, Mother, God from the physical sun, beloved Helios and Vesta. I invoke the full gathered momentum of the flame of the Immaculate Concept that contains the divine blueprint for my new solar reality. And I invoke all of the aspects of my own divinity, my white fire being, my solar causal body, my I Am presence, my solar Christ presence, my solar light bodies, my planetary Christ presence, my earthly bodies, and my body elemental. I invoke the full gathered momentum of the fifth dimensional violet flame, pulsating now with the new higher frequencies of our solar reality. I ask the I Am presence of each member of my family, my friends, and the entire family of humanity to invoke now all of the aspects of their divinity. I ask that the following programs be downloaded for each one of them according to his or her highest good and their individual divine plans as well. What I invoke for myself now, I invoke for all of the sons and daughters of God evolving on this sweet earth. And I begin. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the programs for the causal body of God, for the infinite flow of God's abundance, opulence, financial freedom, and the God supply of all good things. These are the solar programs for the infinite abundance of God. The programs are instantaneously downloaded, and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am presence, I ask that you now download the solar programs from the causal body of God for eternal youth, vibrant health, radiant beauty, and slim, firm, flawless form, the perfection of my solar light bodies. The programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the solar programs from the causal body of God for perfect health habits, including my eating and drinking habits, my exercise, work, and relaxation habits, recreation habits, my spiritual devotion, meditation, and contemplation habits, and all of the solar programs for these various activities of light. The programs are successfully downloaded in my I Am presence, now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the solar programs from the causal body of God for divine family life, loving relationships, adoration, divine love, divine sexuality, true understanding, clear and effective communication, open heart sharing, oneness, and the unification of the family of humanity. The programs are successfully downloaded in my I Am presence, now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am presence, download now the programs from the causal body of God for eternal peace, harmony, balance, and reverence for all life. These solar programs are successfully downloaded in my I Am presence now, scan through all facets of my being, and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved, I Am Presence, download now solar programs from the causal body of God for self-empowerment, success, fulfillment, divine purpose, a rewarding career, self-esteem, spiritual development, enlightenment, divine consciousness, and divine perception. The programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved, I Am Presence, download now the solar programs from the causal body of God for the open heart and mind perception and telepathic communication with the company of heaven and the angelic and elemental kingdom. These solar programs are successfully downloaded in my I Am Presence now, scans through all facets of my being, and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved, I Am Presence, download now the solar programs from the causal body of God for inspired creativity through music, singing, sound, toning, dance, movement, art, and education. The programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved, I Am Presence, download now the programs from the causal body of God for laughter, joy, playfulness, fun, self-expression, elation, enthusiasm, bliss, ecstasy, wonder, and awe. These solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved, I Am Presence, download now the programs from the causal body of God for the physical manifestation of heaven on earth in her new solar expression. These solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. I now accept and know through every fiber of my being that these programs from the causal body of God have been successfully downloaded. I also accept and know that my I Am Presence will update these programs every single day and continually delete anything in my being that conflicts with these programs through my conscious thoughts and invocations. In deep humility and divine love and gratitude, I decree, it is done, and so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. I now return my attention to the room and become aware of my physical body, gently moving my fingers and toes, breathing in deeply, exhaling, and when I'm ready, I will open my eyes. Precious Heart, allow this energy to be assimilated into your four earthly bodies at a cellular level, and focus your attention on these new programs as you go about your day. Please tune in with us next week as we expand the activities of light on this planet. I wish you a God-victorious 2012. This is going to be a magnificent year. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.